This is the Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on TuneIn and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Well, a seizure is like an electrical storm that starts in the brain, and depending on where it starts and how fast it spreads, depends upon the manifestation of the seizure. So the maximal expression of a seizure would be the convulsion, which, or term tonic-clonic seizure, in which a person becomes stiff, the tonic phase, and then the clonic phase, which is actually the convulsive movements. If the electrical storm just starts in one part of the brain and doesn't spread very far, then a person may not lose contact with the surroundings at all. And if it, for example, starts in a part of the brain that controls movement, the person may just get jerking of the arm. Or if it starts, as they often commonly do, in the temporal lobe, which is the part of the brain to do with memory, and people can get very strong feelings of things like deja vu, we can all get from time to time. But with a seizure, the deja vu is very strong. It's stereotypical, so it's the same type every single time.
Are you a drug user?
Yeah.
Can you not mumble, please?
Heroin?
Yeah. Inject?
Yeah.
Has someone put you up to this? One of the bigger boys?
Yeah.
And crack?
Yeah.
Inject?
Yeah.
Or smoke? Inject?
Yeah.
And how much would you use of both if you can get it during the day?
Which is possible.
I know, it's a silly question, isn't it? So, I mean, what, normally £50 or £60 worth of...
Yeah.
Of each?
Yeah.
And when did you last have some?
This afternoon.
Really isn't impressing anyone, you know.
So if I give you some DX and Valium now then. DX and Valium now then.
What I'm giving you is a substitute for methadone. It's the best I can do.
I might be really sick.
Well, hopefully this is going to help you. And then when you have your temazepam, you're going to go to sleep.
That's
the thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
For the tonic-clonic
sort of convulsion and loss of consciousness types.
What about sort of absences?
In two types, the way we divide it, into what we term partial epilepsy and generalized epilepsy. Now, as epilepsy or seizures are electrical storms in the brain, now if the electrical storm happens in both halves of the brain at once,
then we have what we call a generalized seizure.
And the maximal expression is a generalized tonic-clonic seizure or convulsion. But there are other types of generalized seizures. And the commonest is an absence, a brief spell.
And lasting a matter of seconds.
During which it's blank, but then we'll have immediate return to consciousness. In partial epilepsy,
the seizures begin in one part of the brain
and then can spread. And as I said, people may not lose consciousness or may go on to have a tonic-clonic seizure.
Finding myself actually having to hold on to solid things like walls and lampposts. And found that they weren't solid enough. I'd lean against a tree and find it wasn't solid enough. Ho, 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 ho. so huge, opens up inside you, and everything that you are, your identity, goes right out through it, and it's quite the most emptying experience. Didn't have the strength to even so much as walk on the treadmill. Every single ounce of energy in me had been drained out completely. All the physical things, all the things that we think of sustenance and support, I found to be quite hopeless and quite empty.
Why? Why? Why did give you a taste of your future? A preview of things to come. Compare me so, Capitan. The hall is rented. The orchestra engaged. It's now time to see if you can dance.
I might be able to find some residual photonic displacement. There we go. I think I can clarify the image with a recursive algorithm. Our alien's a hologram. Question is, who programmed him?
Good work, Henson. I'll take it from here.
Wait a minute. I'm picking up...
LSD.
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 Acid test with King Keith.
And the way you see it will change. Fundamentally and irretrievably change.
If I am I, and you are you, then I am I, and you are you. But if I am I because you, or you are you because I am I, then I am I, and you are you.
For as we walk on the ring, and they ask them the whole great big melting pot, and who I am, no longer exists. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the journey into hell.
Oh, God of the sun, accept from us these thousand hearts of virgins as a sign of our worship. In return, all we ask is for the presence of the sun shining for another day.
You're living in my head.
Well, you should try it sometime. It needs a good clean, but there's plenty of room. Why, you hardly notice the brain in the corner. Why don't you sublet? The only reason why I'm still sitting here is because you remind me of you. Your eyes, your throat, your lips, everything about you reminds me of you, except you. How do you account for that? If he figures that one out, he's good. Hey, how many people am I calling to me? I better be careful, I might be contravening the housing law. You know, you're talking about me, and I feel I should know me better. But I guess I can only know as much about me as you know.
That should...
What?
Do it!
Well, you can if you want.
Just one of the many noises you get in here, whether it's drunken prisoners shouting, prostitutes screaming, whatever, just... part of the general background noise.
It's day something. Time's just like so Western, you know. Time's just like I'm so sort of not aware of what the time is.
Time's just
like
not aware of what the time is.
Yeah, they're so everywhere, man.
badly salted them.
Like, really? Whoa.
We mainly came for the excellent weed!
Right on, man! And the awesome
People are seeing my penis.
No, don't touch me!
Bummer!
What?
Bummer!
Oh, man,
this is doing my head in.
Shake, honey. I'm gonna show you both
the videos.
Believing is seeing. We took a group of highly hypnotizable subjects and had them create a visual hallucination that a block of the color grid they were looking at would drain the color. And what we found was that when they drained away the color, the part of the brain that processes color vision actually had reduced blood flow. And conversely, when we hypnotized them and said that a black and white grid was really full of color, there was increased blood flow in the lingual gyrus, which is where color vision is processing. So we showed that under hypnosis, people don't simply say, well, it looks different. They actually see it as something different.
Stop analyzing everything critically to go with the flow. And of course, the frontal lobes of the brain are parts of the brain that are there for critical analysis. Switch these off. And as a consequence of this, the organization of the brain is altered. Believing is seeing. We took a group of highly hypnotizable subjects and had them create a visual hallucination that a block of colored grids they were looking at were drained of color. And what we found was that when they drained away the color, the part of the brain that processes color vision actually had reduced blood flow. And conversely, when we hypnotized them and said that a black and white grid was really full of color, there was increased blood flow in the lingual gyrus, which is where color vision is processing. So we showed that under hypnosis, people don't simply say it looks different, they actually see it as something different.
If you engage in any form of behavior, including social behavior, your brain will change. If you close your eyes, your brain will change. If you breathe deeply, your brain will change. Even if you go into a group of people, your brain changes. 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 A condition of highly focused, where once your attention is focused, you become more responsive.
I'm gonna check for danger. I'm gonna check for danger. I'm gonna check for danger.
Get it off me! Get it off me! There's a leech! There's a leech on me! No one will help! It's sucking my blood! I can't breathe! Help!
Are you familiar with a drug called Cronexiline?
We've been testing it at Starfleet Medical to determine if it can protect biomatter from tachyon radiation. She asked me for a large quantity of an experimental medication. When I asked her why she needed it, she said it was classified.
And you shouldn't be telling me about it, should you?
My loss was the result of another lapse in concentration.
I am detecting lower neuropeptide levels.
As I suspected, my condition is deteriorating.
It's a minor change. We knew it would happen. I simply had to increase your medication.
Patients given blue placebo tablets were more likely to have side effects than patients given pink placebo tablets.
And if you're a drug addict and you are going to be
suffering, symptoms of withdrawal. Whilst you're in police custody, you're going to feel ill, you're going to feel nauseous, you may even be vomiting, your whole body's going to be aching as though you've got a flu-like illness, you're going to have cramps in your belly, you may have diarrhea, you're going to feel absolutely dreadful, you're going to feel absolutely dreadful, you're 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 absolutely dreadful.
Suddenly, there were in this mysterious
line.
And we asked them the whole great big melting pot, and who I am, the longer it exists,
Ultimate in getting hard. Throw off the bonds of earth,
my friend, and learn to fly, for we are immortal.
Eternal.
borne up on wings above death.
We shall tell you the truth of the world if you listen.
Some no place
for people to go to.
They say that if we're split seconds, we can actually kill ourselves in both places at once.
When I close my eyes at night, I tumble into a bleak, empty nothingness. No colour, no sound. A vast, black emptiness like falling endlessly through the charred soul of a starless universe. Upon waking, I feel nothing. Beyond depression, beyond pain. Slouching through the vapid, colourless day before night falls once more and the whole Stygian merry-go-round spins me hellwards into the nightmare again.
I knew it. Shagging.
What's this? Dream boy?
Depression beyond pain. Slouching through the vapid, colourless day before night falls once more and the whole Stygian merry-go-round spins me hellwards into the nightmare again.
The intellect says, the six directions are limits. There is no way out. Love says, there is a way. I have found it thousands of times. The intellect saw thousands of markets beyond that market. Lovers who drink the dregs of the wine reel from bliss to bliss to bliss. The dark-hearted men of reason burn inwardly with denial. The intellect says, do not go forward. Annihilation contains only thorns. Love laughs back. The thorns are in you. Enough words, silence. Pull the thorn of existence out of the heart, fast. For when you do, you will see thousands of rose gardens in yourself.
Nowadays, as disciplines multiply, we have shoals of words trying to define the nature of man. Head, heart, psyche, mind, soul, ego, consciousness. And the latest indication from the world of brain science is that the grey matter in our heads, its chemicals and electrical impulses, is what governs and defines our consciousness. I understand, and I am no expert, that we are far more integrated home than the philosophical debates of the past would have us believe.
Every fibre of my frame distended beyond its natural powers to bear.
We need to keep our heads if we're to survive in this world.
I am rent into fragments by the force of my grief. I am indeed the most wretched of all earthly beings.
Experiment one.
There's nothing unusual about losing one's head. Two. It's keeping a head that's suicidal. Three. As is meeting many things head on. Four. How can I look for my own head, you're thinking? Have you never met anyone off their head before? Five. True, some nights I think it's a mad enterprise, like trying to wipe the smile off the Cheshire cat. Six. Maybe I'm better off without it. My head will never be turned again. I'll never fall head over heels in love. Seven. I'm always in two minds about it. It was a heavy responsibility, whereas now my neck is bloody, but my head unbowed. Eight. Most of us, after all, are frightened of things coming to a head. Nine. And what good ever came of letting someone have theirs? Ten. But then, it can hardly look for me, stuffed full of rubbish and screwed up by fixed ideas.
Over the millennia, so
through them have been inspired to religion, intellect, and art. The chemist F.A. Kekule dreamt the ring structure of the benzene molecule as a snake with its tail in its mouth. What is less widely reported is that upon waking, he found himself in a self-pleasuring position that every man has secretly tried to achieve, but always failed due to the inflexibility of the human spine.
In the early 22nd century, Earth was recovering from World War III. A major philosopher of the time was Liam Deegan, founder of the Neo-Transcendentalists, who advocated a return to a simpler life in which one lived in harmony with nature and learned under her gentle tutelage.
Each night, the 10-point stag searches for his head in the corridors of the Archduke's Winter Palace.
Did you know that in our heads we all have a company of actors who nightly perform our dreams?
Come fly with the birds, you believe you're in heaven. Oh, it's better to be airborne. It's best to touch the heights. Because if anyone annoys you, you can cover them in shite.
And this is the sound of the rapid eye movement at work.
Where does all this thinking about the nature of man get us? How can we make use of these insights?
Very interesting yourselves,
of course, sincere ideas. But where do they relate to life?
All this late-night soul-searching stuff, I mean, it's all well and good, but I'm still no nearer to finding myself.
And somehow or other you have to steer a very personal line between those rocks, the Skiller and Charybdis, if you like, of personal relationships. And the main weapon is
LSD.
With the deregulation of dream broadcasting, many people fear our brains will be flooded with cheaply made dreams, which rely on shock tactics and sexual titillation to grab our attention.
Welcome to the Camden Center for Psychiatry. To find out what type of phone you have and how mad you are, please listen to the following options. If you have ego problems, press 1. If you think you might be schizophrenic, press 2. If you think you might be schizophrenic, press 3. If you have anger issues, punch any button now. If you are suffering from a sort of general non-specific malaise anxiety thing, press 4. Please wait while we connect you.
The experience that every single person in the room was
shimmer. And it literally did shimmer in front of you.
Green, vitality and growth. Red, life force or sexual passion. Sexual passion, I think, yeah. And white, illumination and wisdom. So, I'm a wise and horny kind of guy.
Are you listening, you shadows on loan from the night? You who amount to less than a
dream.
I certainly, out of my mind, became convinced out that some people had the power of telepathy, out of my that mind. Is, they could take out of my mind things out of my mind, out of my mind.
Abnormal brain function.
Today is Thursday. Logic dictates that you are not
unicorns with the head of Dickie Davis.
What is the nature of your mission?
We look for things.
What were you looking for?
Things we need.
Can you be more specific?
Things that make us go. We need help. Things that make us go. Things that make us go. Things that make us go. Look for things. That make us go. Look for things.
Did you hear an echo?
I know. Your breakfast is 2 hours late. Don't give me that look. If it's any consolation, I miss my breakfast too. What's the problem? You're not getting any cheese.
You see the plume.
Now that's hard to predict. Every cycle is unique. Would you care to recite the invocation of renewal with us?
I'd be honored.
Gorantania agasoria. Urea. Urea, uralin, parparo, gust. Gorantania agasoria.
I invoke thee, the bornless one, thee that hast created the earth and the heavens, thee that hast created the light and the day, light and the day, light.
That is a traditional greeting on the morning of Agasoria. It means, may the plume light your way.
Take it you enjoyed your visit?
Oh, it was mesmerizing. 4 hours of ritual prayer, followed by the Kaanasa, a series of exercises designed to purify the body. I think I strained a leg muscle, but it was well worth it.
All distances of space, however wide, all distances of time, also all living bodies. It's not just the stars, the pinpricks of light, it's the velvety black in between that gorges, and the combination of the two is just Staggering.
There seems to be an interesting effect if you can get a spillover into the kind of quiescent system of the brain.
Shamanism has often been described as the technique of ecstasy. The shamans believe that by entering a trance or altered state of consciousness, they can move into what they call a parallel universe, to receive information and healing from the spirit world.
Human dichotomies. Part voodoo and part placebo, straddling the divide between the empirical and the esoteric, human the rational and the intuitive, the voluntary human and the involuntary, the conscious and the subconscious.
Use psychotropic plants to shift their consciousness into a shamanic state of consciousness. The shaman sees non-ordinary reality as consisting of three worlds.
Upper world.
Lower world.
And the middle world, which is this one. And you would determine where you were going to be going on your journey. The shamanic map.
The distance of the nearest fixed star is about 25 million miles. The Milky Way, which might be thought of as our local neighborhood, is only one of such assemblages of galaxies, and it contains about 300,000 million stars. But nothing is quite fixed, and powerful modern telescopes show us that the galaxies beyond the Milky Way are receding away from us in a continuously expanding creation. No longer can we say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. For we know they shine because they are furnaces of raging gas, mainly hydrogen and helium, held together by gravity, but not lasting forever. A former astronomer royal calculated that six specks of dust in Waterloo Station represent the extent to which space is populated with stars. So I might dazzle you by comparing our stellar system to a very small fly, with the sun like a firefly, buzzing away in a very large supermarket. Or tell you that there are more stars in these unimaginable galaxies than there are grains of sand on all the beaches in the world. But once again, we are defeated. For our imagination simply cannot conceive of that scale of things. And in fact, here is something much nearer home that is much more impressive. The fact of human consciousness. The fact that we are able to probe and cross-examine the universe until it begins to surrender some of its secrets. Though not quite, in Kafka's phrase, rolling ecstasy at our feet like some soft and foolish dog. As St. Augustine said, the human mind is of greater worth than the whole inanimate creation. For we can observe the latter, measure it, explore it, wonder at it. It cannot do the same.
The light has come upon the dark, benighted way. Dead. Dead, your majesty. Dead, my lords and gentlemen. Dead, right reverends and wrong reverends of every order. Dead, men and women, born with heavenly compassion in your hearts. And dying thus around us every day.
There came such a clear opening of the night sky, the deep gulf of wonder, dark mind, in unclouded gaze of the abyss, opened like the expression of a face. I looked into that clarity where all things are, end and beginning, and saw my destiny there. So, I said, no other was possible ever. This is I. The pattern stands so forever. What am I, bound and bounded, a pattern among the stars?
Infinity is huge. That's a truism, but yes, clearly it is a problem because our experience is relatively limited. And a lot of folk have real trouble with infinity. Some people get really depressed when they discover about the size of the universe because it makes them seem so small and insignificant. I think professional astronomers actually don't think about it. We avoid thinking about it by writing it down as a mathematical concept of powers of 10, and it's just a number, and you avoid the sort of human impact and going mad by treating it as just a number.
The interval could only be an eternity of pleasure. The air had begun to mellow. The shadows were long.
But I don't understand why I'm hearing the voice the way I do.
We like to feel that each little individual has a contribution to make to the world and make believe. And, of course, many valuable lessons can be learned from teamwork. Oh, yes, we had a very happy band of brothers here. Edgar, let go of Timmy's ear and sit down. Now, come along. Now, Sydney, come out from under the table and join in the fun. Don't you want to help us tell our nice story? Well, then say no, thank you. And stop machine gunning people, please.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
George, don't do that.
Focusing the mind away from the distractions of the material world.
Who were they? What lonely man imposed on the fact of night the fiction of constellations and made commensurable the distances between themselves, their loves, and their doubt of governments and nations? Who made the dark stable when the light was not? Now we receive the blind codes of spaces beyond the span of our myths, and a long dead star may only echo how there are no loves nor gods man can invent to explain how lonely all men are. A little eternity.
We're overcome by a realization of the immense size of the universe, a size incomprehensible to us. We're awestruck. We wonder what it all means. Those stars, that infinity, so utterly different to our own small world and even smaller lives.
Thank the powers that be.
LSD taught me self-discipline, little small things.
I've been rather cavalier, I have to say, and what I'm about to describe may horrify and even distress some people. I'm quite clear there is a God, but I don't see God playing a role as the prime creator of the universe. And I don't see God as being in day-to-day control of the world, so that it doesn't make sense to me to pray to God that the weather be fine this afternoon for the family wedding or whatever. And this is very much a personal theology. I don't want to lay it on anybody else. But I've rather drastically rewritten God's job description.
I think I like the sight and sound of him. Yes.
And I still like those twinkling eyes. They're even better when he takes my glasses off, you know.
No.
The permissive society is considered by some youngsters to be trendy and witty. It leads to uncertainty and instability, a soggy mind and all the disruptive elements which would tear down the pillars of
the world.
I've lived in all times, existed in dimensions as yet undreamt. The drum hears great spirits favorite instrument, and that's why we were all given a heartbeat. The sound of the world drawing breath. The sky is the limit. I was amazed. Alteration in the frontal lobe brain. Precise nature of these is under investigation, but they become, if you like, less connected to the rest of the brain aspects of them become suppressed. If you're a drug addict, You are going to be suffering, symptoms of withdrawal, whilst you're in these custody. You're going to feel ill. You're going to feel nauseous. You may be vomiting. Your whole body's going to be aching as though you've got a flu-like illness. You're going to have cramps in your belly. You may have diarrhea. You're going to feel absolutely dreadful.
Problems with anxiety.
Anxious.
More tea, Vicar?
More sherry, Ayatollah.
Serendipity.
Ideas, magical thoughts caused my buildup of phlegm and brain.
I think that there is some energy that we have that we don't know how it works. Before humanity could learn about electricity and discover the rules of electricity, we would see what electricity did, but we didn't know how. We would see the effect and not know the cause. And I see that there is an effect of positive thinking, and there is an effect for negative thinking. You get sick. I mean, if you start carrying around a load of negative energy, you end up sick. And if you are a happy person, Dalai Lama is the best example of positive energy and the healing power of positive energy. So I do believe that if a group of people get together and send to the world this kind of healing force, this life might I don't believe in God as I was taught, but I do believe that maybe there is some kind of incredible network, social connection, spider web, or mini spider web, that connects things, places, events. I think that everything has cause and effect, but we don't live long enough to see the relationship between events and the connection. But they are there, and they are magical. I believe that everything I do, even the bad thoughts or the good thoughts, come back somehow.
12-year cycles, with childhood lasting until age 12, and old age postponed until 85. Those who reach 97 enter a period named after August Kahn.
I was a young Starfleet officer, Tom, many years older than you are now. Top of my academy class. Green as hell. And oh so cocky.
People are seeing my penis.
Look at him. Beast that kills in one bound, with his flaring nostrils, pointing teeth, his black and gold, god of the Amazon, master of fire.
Jaguar lives alone in the jungle, trying to fall with the odd anaconda, killing his prey in a single bite. Not the neck, you understand, but cleanly through the temporal bones of the skull. Trace the memoir of flame in his eye. Spread Jaguar's skin, and you unwind the page of gold melt, folding and blurring through tar flares, like the soft open kiss of pulsing gills on an all-black coral reef fanfish. You're spreading the heavens in full ceremonial dress on a starry night.
We went to the school of language. And since words are only the names of things, it would be more for all men to carry about with them such things as are necessary to express the particular business they are to discuss on.
We're not bleeding cabby scum.
The wonderful vehicles should be generally enjoyed by researchers. The wonderful vehicles should be
I think it's really good to be able to explore these new things that you see and hear and to understand things that you didn't think existed.
What will you dream? Perhaps your dream will be drawn from the REM archives, and you will find yourself chased by an unknown assailant and unable to move your legs. A popular dream. Interestingly, the temporary paralysis is a safety feature. If you could run in your dreams, you would quickly find yourself running off the set and surrounded by lights, generators, and overweight technicians in black t-shirts bearing the legend Juliet Bravo Crew 1980. The shock of your dream cannot be underestimated. The same applies to the common falling dream. Popular folklore tells us we will die if we dream that we actually hit the ground. The truth is that if, during a falling dream, you did not wake up, you would find yourself hit in a large airbag placed there to break your fall. There would be a round of applause, moronic boots would be cast through, and you would spend the next 20 minutes running on it and watching a replay, the footage turning up with a bit of the gold grill about to start showing on Saturday afternoon on ITV, before you'd retire to the movie trailer to the mid-second of the drops.
Broken sentences.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, how does the rest of that go?
Wait. You're overanalyzing data.
People often say to me, hey you, what are you doing in my garden?
Shoogling up aspirins and Coca-Cola and eating the inside of Vic inhalers, trying to get stoned.
Each tick of the clock, what each second meant, and what each second cost. And so, those 10 seconds passed. Slowly.
Like it's nice when
something nice happens.
Yes.
In Japan, the biggest computer on the planet went into operation. In fact, it consists of 640 supercomputers, and it's called the Earth Simulator. And one of the things it can do with its 35.61 trillion operations per second...
meditate.
Facts are meaningless. You can use facts to prove anything that's even remotely true. Facts, Max.
Have you ever heard of anything like this?
Does it
Joke coming in on 4-1. Prepare response for incoming joke.
Joke response 18.2.
Smile, please.
He's smiling.
Bring stomach, bring stomach.
Don't like the brain. Over.
Who going down?
What kind?
Fettuccine.
Jesus Christ. Italian food coming down. Again, Italian food.
Let's eat. Let's eat. I hear the Gary Lineker football bar does that Thai green chicken in a bap.
These are the eternal consequences of your warmth and precipitation.
Clicky beepy, 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 clicky beepy.
Desert fox eyes. A thousand brillantes watch from outside the garden. Pomegranate. Every blossom a scarlet fizz against night leaves. Mulberry, apricot, walnut. Take your pick among the purple cream of Judas trees in flower, the twisted toffee gnaw of olives. I suffered many things in a dream because of him. Sparrowwort, broomrape, sunrose, yellowham iris. Surely thou art one of them. Thy speech betrayeth thee. A bubble soughed out from dust lungs and the lost sun. Tinsel in rubble, the heavens rolled back like a bolt of cloth on a market stall.
LSD. Stripped me apart utterly, and it began a new and important journey in my spiritual and intellectual life, in a way.
I was surprised when I heard this.
Exciting.
These animalcules are capable of the most amazing things.
We're manifest in and part of a much larger cosmic unity. With divinity innate in all, once a person and a universe not of space, but of consciousness. I am, but do not know myself, nor to what scale my senses tune, whose music trembles through me and flows on. A note struck by the star, I am. A memory trace of sun and moon and moving waters.
This is The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on TuneIn and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org. For schedules, playlists, archives and more. And now, let's hear Spike Milligan go, ow!
One, two, three, four.
Gotta go out.
He's going to go out.
You gotta go out.
He's going to go out.
You gotta go out. If you wanna go out.
He's just been ill.
You gotta go out. You gotta go out. You gotta go out. If you wanna go out. You say it every morning. Say it every night. You say it underwater. You gotta go out. You gotta go out. You gotta go. If you wanna go.
Oh.
tippity-five I am. Ooh, yippity-five.